Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the last hour, Joy News has been learning the police has finally taken action against the MPP parliamentary candidate for Amenfi East, Ernest Frimpong, who was heard in that viral video asking minors to attack state security personnel. Now, it comes in the day the opposition National Democratic Congress took on the Ghana Armed Forces, accusing it of failing to take decisive action on the issue. Now, the force had issued a statement to condemn calls for citizens to attack the military in the wake of the comments by the parliamentary candidate. They, however, failed to mention the MPP parliamentary candidate by name. The NDC now says they will be filing a formal complaint with the police CID. More on that shortly. But first, my colleague Samuel Mbura has been working his security sources and joins me in the studio with more on this. Mbura, in the last hour, we've been learning a bit more about what the police in particular has decided to do. What are your security sources telling you?
Well, Evans, I've been checking with my security sources, and what I have been told is that Ernest Frimpong, the MPP parliamentary candidate for Amenfi East in the Western region, was actually invited yesterday, and he spent the whole day at the police station. But I wasn't told where the specific police station that he was sent to for questioning. So after that, he was released to go back home, and today he did say reported back to the police, and he has officially been asked to write a statement in which the police is currently interrogating. I can say that in the last 30 minutes, he has been engaging the commander, and it is unclear as to whether they'll release him today to go or not.
Okay, let's bring in right now the chairman of the Municipal Security Council for Amenfi East, Frederick Cranchi, who is also the municipal chief executive, with more on this unfolding story. Can you please confirm reports that the candidate in question is now formally under criminal investigations led by the police?
Yeah, good evening, my brother. I can confirm Mr. Ernest Frimpong is currently at Takwa Regional Police Quarters upon invitation by the Regional Police Command. And as we speak, he's still there. I understand about 30 minutes ago he finished taking his statement. And he's seeking a bail. He went there with a lawyer to grant him an inquiry bail for the meantime, and then maybe he'll be reporting himself the next days. Then we look at the way forward.
So he was formally arrested then?
Yeah, he was invited. You know, my brother, let me make this statement clear. The meeting happened about 2 months ago. So it was when the video popped up, he was not in the constituency. So when the police called him, he was far away. I think he was in Kumasi. So he had to take the whole day. Yesterday, he reported himself to the police. And then today, they took his statement. He stayed with them, but I'm sure they will grant him a bail today.
Okay, so if he's been granted bail, that presumes he then been formally arrested. He's been formally arrested. Has he been charged with anything?
Yes, but because of the magnitude of the issue, we decided to refer the issue to the Regional Police Command. So Regional Crime Officer can speak to that about the charges they charged him, they put on him. But I cannot speak to the charges because the municipal security was not involved because of the magnitude of the issue.
Why did it take this long for the police to take action?
You know, like I said, the meeting, I understand the meeting happened about 2 months ago, and we were not aware. In fact, security was not aware about the content of the video until it popped up. So when it popped up, I think that we saw the video over the weekend. So he was invited on Monday. They placed the call on him on Monday. And then yesterday, he reported himself to the police. So I would not say it has taken too much long.
What he's heard saying when he was talking to the miners, or asking the miners to attack the military, the state security personnel. You are in Amenfi East. Since this pronouncement was made, since he addressed the miners, what has been the reaction among miners there?
My brother, let me say that Amenfi East people are law-abiding. We have been living very peacefully with the security services. Not even when they are provoked. You remember about 2 months ago, a young man, 28-year-old boy, Kofi Eje, was shot by a policeman, unprovoked. But the youth remained calm when the man died. During the burial, they comported themselves, abide by the laws, allowed the laws of the land to work. And as we speak, we still have confidence in the police to carry out investigations and then bring the perpetrator to book. So even at that level, the youth did not attack the security service. So I don't see this statement going beyond provoking or even inciting the youth to attack the security services. In fact, the police service can attest to the fact that Amenfi East people are law-abiding. They have been working with the police and the security services because we know the nature of work we do here, the mining and then other business activities, that always we have armed robbery cases happening here. We have been relying so much on the security services to combat these robbery cases. So we are not doing anything to withdraw any security men from our vicinity. We know that without them, we cannot work. Without them, we cannot sleep. So security situation here, I can say, is very calm. It's very calm here.
Now, the parliamentary candidate was clear that the security forces have been harassing the miners. Do you still have anti-Galamsey security operations in Amenfi East?
Yes, we do have anti-Garam State security forces here, and they've been going around, trying to at least control the activities. One good thing is that AMEMP is pride of protecting our forests and the river body. We have two forests, the Tonton Forest and then Sukun Forest. That one, the forests are intact. We still have issue with those people working on the dry land, which leaves the pit uncovered, and that is what we are trying to control. And in doing that, I think this is one of the things that the candidate wanted to meet them to guide them. That is what caused this. I'll call it misfire. That he misfired. But I would say in Akanda, in our Akanda, yes, I couldn't see a boy, you know. By all means, once you are trying to control them, you one way or the other misfire. So it's one of those things.
The comments that were made, though, as the chair of the Municipal Security Council, what's your own view on these comments?
In fact, I would say it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, and that is why we have referred the issue to a regional police command. Municipal security, they don't want to involve ourselves because it might escalate. That is why we have referred the issue to the higher authority to take the issue up. So I will condemn it outright. But I will say the youth will not rely on this comment to attack the security. We have had a very serious issue before, but it did not warrant for any attack. So I don't see this comment to warrant for any attack on security service.
And the men will remain on the ground. Do you also have military men in uniform there operating lawfully?
They come as and when it's required. We usually use policemen to do our operations, but as and when it requires, we rely on the military to also come and then assist.
Thank you very much. And that there is the Municipal Security Council Chair of Amemfi East. He himself is the MCE for that particular area. Joining us tonight, if you're just joining us, the police have formally now arrested the MPP parliamentary candidate for Amemfi East, who's heading that viral video asking miners to attack state security forces. As we speak, he's currently with the police at the police command. They are looking into this, and he is now a subject of that criminal investigation. It's uncertain whether he will be granted bail or not, but the municipal security chair just confirmed to us that's something that his lawyers are asking for right now as the police continue with their probe into this particular matter. And as you know, here on Joy 99.7 FM, Ernest Frimpong, the parliament candidate himself, was forced to retract the comments he made.
I vehemently retract the statement made and deny that I have incited these miners to attack men in uniform. The men in uniform are our people, and we are together. We are building one country, and that nobody who is a Ghanaian can disturb the peace we are enjoying now. And that it will not be me that will start to call on these things to happen in the country.
I just need clarity. So, you said you retract, but then you say you deny that you make the pronouncement. So what are you retracting exactly?
I didn't say I deny. I never denied. Even when you asked me if I'm the one who said it, I said yes, I said it.
So you retract, unreservedly. This is an unqualified retraction, is it?
Yes, please, it is.
Well, opposition National Democratic Congress, they have today been taking on the Ghana Armed Forces for failing to take decisive action. As you know, the Ghana Armed Forces, they were the first security agency to issue a statement on this particular matter, although they didn't quite refer specifically to the comments made by the MPP parliamentary candidate. That's the issue that the NDC is taking with them tonight. And they've served notice in a formal statement that will be filing a complaint with the police CID. We can now speak to the Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, who joins us now. Also joining me right now is Colonel Festus Obuachi. He's a security analyst himself, a former security military officer, and joins us too. Colonel Festus Obuachi, thanks for your time here on Top Story.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Evans.
Mr. Gbande Esu. Mr. Gbande, just a quick check with you. Have you filed this complaint yet with the CID?
We have not filed the complaint yet. We are currently also monitoring the situation and every development into this matter. Evans, we all know that the Ghana Armed Forces is a sacred institution that represents our strength, that is supposed to be protecting our territorial integrity. The leadership of the armed forces have lost control, have lost a sense of pride. I can say that they have reduced the military to an ordinary militia organization. Because today, members of the Ghana Armed Forces, soldiers are bodyguards of MPs. Military is used for every single dirty work of this government. Recently, you saw how a trained officer was killed like a fowl. What is the command doing? It simply means the hierarchy of the Ghana Armed Forces is corrupt and have lost their sense of integrity.
I mean, how do you come to this conclusion, just on the back
of
one case?
I come to the conclusion of this because the military is supposed not to be engaged in the kind of things they are engaged
but
in.
But on this specific matter, they issued a statement. They condemned all calls on citizens to attack security personnel,
really?
Including the Ghana Armed Forces.
Someone calling for soldiers to be attacked, and the military high command have reduced themselves to administrators writing letters.
What else can they do?
Is the president not the commander-in-chief of the Ghana Armed Forces? The third parliamentary candidate, is he not a parliamentary candidate of the ruling government?
As we speak tonight, you may just have heard, he's been arrested now. He's currently being questioned. He has to be granted bail.
Evans, we were here when an MP who was caught bribing claimed to have been arrested. Where is the case now? Evans, soldiers are dying. People used to join the military out of a sense of pride, the desire to defend their country. Today, soldiers are being killed in Galamsey side like chicken fowls. That is not a concern to our nation. Soldiers are being used as bodyguards of ministers. Attorney General, his bodyguard, his driver is a soldier. Apenyo Makin's office, when you go, it is the military who sits there. What is their business there? The military into something else.
Stay with me. Let me bring in Ken Officer Sobhaji. Ken Officer Sobhaji, so this particular incident in question here, the Ghana Armed Forces issued their statement. They condemned all calls on citizens to attack a man in uniform. Of course, they failed to mention this particular incident by name. You saw the statement. What was your reaction when you saw it and the way they dealt with it?
Well, I've had the occasion to pronounce myself on this situation on a couple of stations. I see that Armed Forces statement as a declaration of war to the civilian population of the state. And that should not be the case. Even if civilians kill a section, a platoon, a company, it does not warrant the Armed Forces to declare war on any segment of this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civilian population.
I wonder how you interpret that to me, a declaration of war. Which aspects of this specifically?
Well, look at the words that were used. If you understand the words that were used, it amounts to that the soldiers will shoot to kill, to defend and protect themselves if attacked. But one of the fundamental questions are, under what circumstances are soldiers attacked? We need to answer that question. Invariably,
And I maintain that the political authorities are misapplying the armed forces. They are using them for assignments that they should not be involved in, including election security management. That is not the business of the armed forces. And when you sit before your TV screen and you see a soldier protecting an attorney general in a democracy that is not at war, that is peaceful, or a soldier holding the handbag, a lady's handbag of a political party lawyer, that is a disgrace to the armed forces. But all of this is happening because what we call civil oversight or civilian control of the armed forces has collapsed. I would have expected that the Minister of Defense would have pronounced itself on the statement that the armed forces made. Indeed, the armed forces should not have made that statement.
So you're referring to this
because
line...
Because I'm arguing...
You're referring to this line...
I'm arguing that in this civil-military relations, these ministries and their ministers and all the officials in authority are supposed to mediate tensions between society and the security services.
Yeah, Colonel, just for clarity, you're referring to this third paragraph in your statement where the Ghana Armed Forces say that it's important to note soldiers, like any individuals, have the right to self-defense when faced with imminent threats or attacks that pose a danger to their lives or the lives of others. In situations where soldiers are confronted with immediate threats or acts of violence, they are allowed to use necessary and proportionate force to protect themselves and others. Is that what you're referring to?
That is what I'm referring to.
But isn't that fair, though?
We must not cloud this thing in these words. Let's go to a giraffe, for instance. And I maintain that the fact that you've been given an order to open fire doesn't mean that you open fire anyhow.
Yeah, but Colonel, you made the point about declaration of war. Just a second, declaration of war, but they make the point about proportionate force. Isn't that what the standard protocol is?
It doesn't matter. That's the point I'm trying to make. Because I shudder to think that in the UK or in one of these European democracies, the chief of the defense forces, Lieutenant General Jackson of the UK, I think he's retired, will come on air and declare that because a British soldier has been killed, the British armed forces reserve the right to use force to protect themselves. They wouldn't do that. So to protect the armed forces from all of this hullabaloo, the ministry is the one that should mediate. Unfortunately, at Ashiaman, it was the same ministry that came and said, told Ghanaians that if they do the sort of things that those criminals did, not the Ashiaman community, those criminals did, then the armed forces will retaliate. And it turned out that it was not the community. It was just two criminals who took the law into their hands. So the whole narrative is that those in authority over these institutions, I'm afraid to say, don't know what, civilian control of security services are about. They don't understand. And they don't know it. And they are not prepared to know it because they want to use the armed forces to do the dirty work that will keep them in power. Now, on the question of the police having arrested this gentleman, there's another principle of democratic policing, and we call it predictability. Predictability that the citizens and the police know what the laws are, and all of us understand that if we offend the law, we'll be dealt with. Why did it take that long for this parliamentary candidate to be arrested?
Well, the MC explained. The MC explained why. He says, first of all, this happened weeks ago, but of course, only came to public attention when that video went viral, and that the MCE was invited, and this came to light over the weekend, was invited this week to come for questioning, which is what now has materialized in this formal arrest. Hello, can I first about
you? Please,
he was explaining the MCE. You asked the question, why has it taken this long? The MCE explained that the pronouncements were made a month ago. and only came to light this weekend when the viral video, of course, started circulating. And shortly thereafter, that was on Monday, he was formally asked to come to the police station for processing to start, which is why we're seeing him being questioned now.
You see, that is not the context. Even if it was made 1 year ago and it comes into the public domain 24 hours ago, within that 24-hour period, the certainty, the predictability of the police acting based on their professional standards and not on the standard of order from above, is that the man should have been arrested. That video started running its rounds. But it didn't happen that way. It's taking more than 48 hours because I saw that video, not yesterday. You see what I mean? Now, if we run a democracy on the basis of selective justice, that you and I commit a similar offense, I'm dealt with and I have my own experience to recount. Other people after me have done worse things and not a scratch has stuck their skin. Then we come out boldly saying that we are Democrats. They are not Democrats. You see what I mean? And we are running this country into a danger. That's the point I want to make. Because the people in authority, forget about their degrees, forget that they are MPs, whatever they are. And I've recounted how, anecdotally, a certain MP has a certain list of soldiers that he wants to transfer their votes to his constituency. Is he the CDS or the army commander to deploy those soldiers when they have to monitor the elections? So what authority has an MP got or a minister to do those kinds of things?
Moussa Fakbande, so the man has been arrested now. Would you so proceed with your complaint to the CID?
This whole abuse of the military goes beyond using them in galamse pits and all of that.
Mustafa, I'm asking a specific question. The man has been arrested now. Will you so proceed with your complaint?
That is not enough. The statement was made in the presence of a minister. The minister also has things he has said. Subsequent on what the PC have said, that they have created opportunity deliberately for illegal mining to be going on. That in itself is a crime. Why is he not arrested? Why is the minister not arrested?
So you also want the Western Regional Minister arrested?
Of course, he should be arrested because they were planning to commit crimes.
I mean, what's the basis of this, Mustafa Bande? The man was just only seen seated at the same event where the pronouncements were made.
In one meeting, one of them said, attack soldiers. The other one said, we have created an environment for you to do the wrong thing. Okay? It is not so the fact that NDC is against these miners who are in the communities. No, that is not the case. The case is that the same government have hijacked these mining sites, allowed their ministers and high officials to do illegal mining, only to allow the young men to go into the bush because of election. Let us make that record very emphatic. Because the fact is that they are only doing that for election. In the last 7 years, it has been ministers and MPs doing illegal mining in the villages. And so why has suddenly the military become a target? Are they trying to allow the young men have a bad blood with the military? You see, evil people, that is what they do. You see, in the last 7 years, it has been ministers and MPs who are high up officials within President Akufo-Addo's presidency who are engaged in illegal mining.
And you have evidence of this, and yet you haven't filed a complaint with the police?
That is why we have stated it was this whole hawk and bull story of apology is predicated on our threat that we'll file a complaint. That is how come they are running to arrest the guy now and leaving the regional minister. In whose presence this thing was done.
You mean allegations that ministers and MPs are engaged in illegal mining, and you know this, and yet you haven't taken action.
Not just ministers and MPs, people in the presidency, yeah. President Akufo-Addo's presidency,
and you know this as a citizen.
Using the military, you know the endorsement of the military high command to do illegal mining.
You know this as a citizen, and yet you haven't taken your civic responsibility to go to the police.
have spoken about it on your network here. Ministries have spoken about it. CSOs have spoken about it. And this is the time they are trying to cause confusion to exploit the young men in the village.
And that there is Mustapha Gbande. He's the Deputy General Secretary of the NDC. Earlier, you had Kenneth Festus Abuaji, he's a security analyst on the developing story around the Amenfi East parliamentary candidate who, as you know by now, has now been arrested. He's in the last hour been questioned by the police. And we don't know yet what he's been charged with, but the MC says he expects that he has been charged and that the police central command is handling this particular matter, because he says it's a serious matter and has been referred then to the central command to deal with. I want to hear from you, especially if you come from Amenfi East and that part of the country. Share your thoughts with us on the show here on Newsnight. We start in an hour. 055-11-11-997.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.